Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a cat that is etching very solid grooves in the modern jazz world. That was guitarist and composer Matthew Stevens with the tune Woodwork off his latest 2015 CD. And this just happens to be his very first album as a soloist. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he discussed this very first offering.
As a moment in time, I stand by it as a record and musically speaking, but like I have very fond memories of even just those 2 days that we spent recording it, because it was just a very easy, natural flow to recording that record. It was a long time coming, you know.
Prior to stepping out on his own, he has made serious rounds in the big world of jazz out there, playing with the Next Collective, Christian Scott, Esperanza Spalding, Terry Lynn Carrington, Walter Smith III, and Harvey Mason, along with many others. So Matthew is a self-described guitar fanatic, and he fell in love with his father's Jimi Hendrix records when he was a kid, and that has only manifested into a jazz mind that is going places and will continue to. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has many great jazz guitarists going, with Will Matthews leading the march and Matt Hopper at the Green Lady Lounge on a regular basis, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you every instrument that will fit into this radio masthead. Let's keep on keeping on in that guitar mindset. This is the brilliant Kenny Burrell doing his version of Jazz Magic with the tune, a shout out to my dad, Papa Joe, off the 1980 LP, Listen to the Dawn.
Thank you.
is guitarist Matthew Stevens, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Dutch jazz and improvised music label and orchestra called Instant Composers Pool, or better known as ICP. That was the Tude Francois Lemarin circa 2012. So this all began in 1967, born of the notion that improvisation is instant composition. And as time marched on, the ICP began to recruit younger musicians. In recent years, the ICP label has focused its release solely on members of the ICP orchestra. And in 2012, as we heard on this disc, the label's complete catalog, a 54-disc box set, was released to commemorate the ICP's 45th anniversary. Congratulations, we love it all. We are leaving the American Jazz Island again. This is the Norwegian jazz cat Tori Brumborg with the 2003 tune Tokiono off the CD called Gravity.
Every day I turn on the radio and I listen to Neon Jazz. Joe Dimino told me I should do that because he plays my music a lot and I would enjoy what I heard. I think you should do the same. This is Carla Bley telling you what to do. Thank you.
That was bebop and hard bop jazz trumpeter Benny Bailey with the 1976 tune Victoria Blues off the CD How Deep Can You Go? Right out of Cleveland, Ohio, he was heavily influenced by his hometown colleague, Tad Dameron, and other locals like Bill Hardman, Bobby Few, Albert Ayler, Frank Wright, and Bob Cunningham. He has also played with Big T, Tony Lovano, and that would be Joe Lovano's father. He scorched it up through the 40s and 60s and well beyond. He lived until 2005 with a very full jazz existence when he passed away in his eventual home of Amsterdam. Get ready, this is jazz saxophonist and clarinetist Aaron Sachs with the 1957 tune Rondo Blues off his LP Clarinet and Company. Always in good company, baby.
We'll be right back.
That was Grammy-nominated trombonist and composer Alan Ferber with his Nonet back in 2007 with the tune Get Sassy off his CD Scenes from an Exit Row. So he's been dubbed one of the world's premier composers and arrangers for larger groups. And all of that comes from his aesthetic approach, full of a deep knowledge of the jazz tradition and a means towards meaningful innovation. And that has led him to gig with some great names like Dr. Lonnie Smith, Ted Nash, Lee Konitz, and the list goes on, including others outside of jazz like Peter Gabriel, The National, Harry Connick Jr., even Dr. Dre, and Michael Bublé. To this very day, he has over 150 CDs where he's played trombone or composed and arranged music. He's very prolific already. Here's the cool cat, Charlie Mariano, on the alto sax right out of Boston, Mass, with the 1955 tune Green Walls, as we continue on here on Neon Jazz.
This is Lisa Gary from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Zanino.
That was a modern talent who is always innovating. Bassist, vocalist, producer, and label owner, also now a filmmaker, Mimi Jones, with a cut off her latest 2016 CD called Feet in the Mud. And that was the cut, The Grinder, and that's where she is. There's no feet in the mud, she is off and running all the time. From Cuban-American bandleader, composer, drummer, and educator, Daphnis Prieto, joined by a sextet, this is the 2015 song Blah Blah off his CD Triangles and Circles as we inch just a bit closer to the curtain call on this hour of jazz together. We'll be right back. Again, that was jazz drummer Danfis Prieto giving us a much-needed dose of that jazzy blah-blah. And taking us from blah-blah to the song My Daddy Is Home, this is German pianist and jazz educator Joe Hader with his trio all the way back in 1973, right around the time Nixon was grooming his room at Watergate and ready to leave the White House. And speaking of, that's about our cue to cut out as well. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that would have made a fine U.S. president of music, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard? Reach out. Let us know. We always dig hearing from you. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.